This is the Composer's Datebook for April 15th. I'm John Zach. A few years back, when RCA Records issued a boxed set of 100 favorite Boston Pops recordings with Arthur Fiedler, they included this celebrated Largo by George Frederick Handel. Over 100 years earlier, the Theodore Thomas Orchestra had established this melody as a favorite with 19th century American audiences. Back then, Handel was best known for his sacred oratorios, and his Largo acquired a kind of honorary halo, if you will, by association. Also, the Italian text for the melody began, "Ombra mai fu," and since ombra meant shade, many music lovers probably assumed it had something to do with the dear departed shade or spirit of a loved one, hence its melancholic solemnity. Well, in fact, this melody originated in a decidedly secular, downright whimsical context, as the opening aria of an opera by Handel that premiered in London on today's date in 1738. The opera was entitled Xerxes and dealt with the real-life Persian king who invaded ancient Greece. In the writings of the Greek historian Herodotus, Xerxes is depicted as an all-powerful despot whose every whim became law. As evidence of the irrational effect of absolute power, Herodotus tells of Xerxes' fondness for a certain plane tree that he ordered decorated with gold ornaments and put under perpetual military guard as a sign of royal favor. In Handel's opera, the famous Largo is actually Xerxes' dreamy song to this famous tree, and the shade referred to is the sort to be found under its gold-bedecked branches. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.